But either way, just a few ha'aras before we go on to Daf Chav Tes. Very, very, very short ha'aras. So number one, the Gemara says that hespeded the yachid, you're not allowed to have in a Beis HaKnesses. Oh, hespeded the rabbim, you are allowed to have in a Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara says, what's hespeded the rabbim? So they asked this question to Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda pointed at Rav Sheshes. If Rav Sheshes would be there, oh, everyone's going to come. Because of, oh, how choshev Rav Sheshes is. They asked the same exact question to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes pointed to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda clearly had a lot of respect for Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes clearly had a lot of respect for Rav Chisda. Definitely a takeaway from this Gemara. Truth is, it's a Gemara Mefuresh, Masechtas Erev in Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes kipagi bahadi adadi, where Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes would meet each other, right? They would bump into each other. They would have an encounter. So how did it go? So the Gemara says like this, not so well. Rav Chisda marsin sifivase mimasnaisi Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda would start trembling because of all the ideas that Rav Sheshes had. Rav Sheshes mirsa sifivase mirsa kule gufe mipopule de Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshes, his entire body would start shaking and tresling because of the pilpul of Rav Chisda. The Gemara says Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. He was a tremendous baki. Rav Chisda was an oikar harim. He was a tremendous lamdan. And when they would meet and they would talk and learning, so each one was very intimidated by the other. Rav Sheshes literally would start trembling because he knew he's going to start varfing mar mekaymes, and all of a sudden he's going to start hearing chakiris from the Bircha Shmuel, and he was very, very afraid. So he was partially afraid to talk and learning with Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda would say a svara, but then he knew all of a sudden he would start being a sinai, would start telling to your shamlis and taiseftas and chuvas arajbas. So he was afraid to talk and Rav Sheshes, but they had a tremendous amount of respect for each other, and this is something that appears in different places in Shas. This is one of them. We see that they asked Rav Sheshes, what's an example of a hespeda de rabbim? Oh, he said, if Rav Chisda would be there, the grace alam then. And they asked Rav Chisda, he said, Rav Sheshes. But this is where it's interesting, because usually you think of the Sinai as being the one that's going to promote Bikias, right? And you think of the Lamdin as being the one that's going to promote Lamdis. But this is a little counterintuitive, that you find that Rav Chisda, even though he was the Iker Harim, but he had tremendous respect for Rav Sheshes the Baki. And Rav Sheshes, who was a tremendous Baki, had tremendous respect for Rav Chisda, who was the grace of Lamdin. Meaning, you would think Rav Chisda is the Lamdin, he's the Iker Harim. So Rav Chisda would point to maybe not himself, but maybe to a different Lamdin. And Rav Sheshes, he was a big Baki, so who would he point to? He would point to a different Baki. But you see, it was just the opposite. Rav Chisda, the Iker Harim, pointed to Rav Sheshes, the Baki. And Rav Sheshes, the Baki, pointed to Rav Chisda, the Iker Harim. This Gemara actually plays itself out in halacha. There's a Tosfos in Masechtas Erevin. We've spoken this out many times. In Daf Mem, where Tosfos says that if there's a machloikis Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda anywhere in Shas, v'loy itmar hilchas aloy kemar v'loy kemar, we paskin like Rav Sheshes. And based on the Gemara and the end of Brachis and the Gemara and the end of Hoirius, that Sinai va'oikar harim, Sinai adif. And you see, Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. Rav Chisda was an oikar harim. We know that Sinai is adif. But I just think it's interesting that usually you would think of the Sinai being supportive of all the Sinais and the oikar harim being supportive of all the grace alam donim. And here it's almost hepech hasvara. It's almost counterintuitive, where Rav Sheshes has tremendous respect for Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda has tremendous respect for Rav Sheshes. That's the first short ha'ara.